Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. is spearheading a newly formed international task force aimed at safeguarding commercial cargo ships from attacks by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
Ships and aircraft from multiple nations are and will continue to join the United States in conducting maritime surveillance and taking defensive action as appropriate to protect commercial ships from the threat posed by the Houthis.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby emphasized the unacceptability of recent attacks on merchant ships, stating that they must cease. The Houthi rebels have been actively targeting commercial vessels as a protest against the Israel-Gaza war, causing disruptions in one of the world's busiest shipping routes. Over the next 2 weeks, airports are expected to be very busy due to the holiday season. The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, foresees a 6% rise in air travel at airports nationwide during the three busiest days of the holiday season compared to the previous year. These peak travel days are expected to be Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day. The governor of Texas is facing criticism from the White House for signing a bill that criminalizes illegal immigration at the state level.
Look, this is an extreme law that will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer. It just doesn't.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre said the Justice Department is in the process of deciding whether to file a lawsuit against Texas. The new law signed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday grants state authorities the authority to apprehend migrants on state charges. This development occurs amid a surge of migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
A powerful storm struck New England, resulting in four fatalities and leaving hundreds of thousands without power. The region experienced strong winds and heavy rainfall Monday night, leading to the toppling of trees and power lines. Tragically, at least four individuals lost their lives, with two fatalities attributed to falling trees in Massachusetts and Maine. Power restoration efforts are continuing today following the week's East Coast storms.
According to the website PowerOutage.us, Maine's the hardest hit state, with more than 430,000 homes and businesses reported to be in the dark at the height of the outages. More than 130,000 utility customers were reported without power in Massachusetts and another 27,000 in Connecticut. Storms with heavy rain and damaging winds swept across the eastern seaboard Sunday through Monday. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden paid tribute to the life and legacy of the late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor during her funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. In his remarks, he highlighted O'Connor as a trailblazer who shattered barriers in both the legal and political realms, leaving an indelible mark on the nation's consciousness. The Addams Family spinoff Wednesday was such a huge success on Netflix that now the spinoff has its own spinoff. The Hollywood Reporter says that it's in early development and this series will focus on Uncle Fester, played by Fred Armisen. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Martinez live.
Well, hello and welcome. I'm Bill Martinez, and this is the Bill Martinez Show, and we are live. Good to have you with us. If you have followed our radio show over the years, a recurring voice and reporter comes on the show. Actually, he's a researcher. I shouldn't lower his significance because he is of heightened significance, to say the least. I'm talking about Chris Farrell, the director of investigations and research for Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch has had a rich history from its very beginning and has been committed to holding our government accountable and to be the watchdog of corruption. You may think, well, what happened to the mainstream media? Isn't that their job? Well, yeah, it should be, but certainly it is not. And more Judicial Watch has stepped up on our behalf, on behalf of the American people, to hold our government accountable and to point out corruption as they see it. They are the referees and the umpires, so to speak, and they fill a needed void in the whole governmental process. And Chris Farrell, the Director of Investigations and Research with Judicial Watch, is with us, and he joins us now. Chris, welcome to the show.
Bill, it's great to be with you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, I'm looking forward to this because I thought it would be appropriate for our audience, radio as well as television, to review and kind of review the hits of Judicial Watch and all the great things that you've done in this past year, from Ashley Babbitt, the Biden document secrets, suing the FBI, Hunter Biden, the gun update, and the list goes on and on. These are things that Judicial Watch has been monitoring. But I thought before we'd start is you remind our audience about the rich history of Judicial Watch and why you're here.
So, first of all, thank you for the very kind introduction. Judicial Watch has been around for about 27 years, and I've been with them for 25 of those last years.
Wow.
Serving as a director of investigations and research and also as a board member. And most folks will identify Tom Fitton, our president, because they'll see him on various broadcasts or radio shows, much like I'm doing now with you. And Tom, of course, is our president and our chief spokesperson, and that's what folks identify with. They remember Tom. But the third member of our crew is Paul Orfanides, who is our chief attorney.
Mm-hmm.
He's a brilliant attorney, has argued in front of the Supreme Court, and he oversees all of our litigation, all of our lawsuits. Judicial Watch is a little different because we just don't talk about public policy issues. We take action. We sue people. We sue the government. And that's kind of the margin of difference. There's a lot of people in D.C. who have conferences and they publish papers and all that's good. I'm not knocking that. We do the same thing. But we have investigators who go out and investigate. We find people. we recover records from archives. We use the Freedom of Information Act very aggressively. And then, of course, we put that all together with litigation. And so we try to be a watchdog to really educate the public about what the government is or is not doing.
Right.
And to hold them accountable.
You might say a watchdog with teeth, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Not just pointing and shouting, but we try to take a chunk out of them when we can as well.
Well, last year, I mean, when we've had you on the show, we talked about FOIA requests. You mentioned it right now. This is a great instrument, and Judicial Watch has used this extensively. Right. How many FOIA requests did you put out last year?
So I can't give you a number for last year, but I can tell you that overall in our database right now, under active management, there are more than 7,000.
Wow.
And of that 7,000, this year in litigation, we have somewhere between 240 and 280 cases that we're suing over. So that's to give you an idea of scope on that, just to understand what that means. At Syracuse University, there's something called the Transactional Research Accountability Center or something. What they do is that group at Syracuse, they look at all the people that are using the open records laws.
Mm.
And they compile stats. And Judicial Watch is the largest Freedom of Information Act requester and the largest litigator in the country. And then the next three organizations behind us combined don't equal our workload.
Wow.
So we are dominant in the field. No one does more open records law requests or lawsuits than Judicial Watch does.
Chris, I think our audience may be surprised. They've heard of FOIA requests, you know, from time to time. But, you know, they think, well, gosh, you know, our government, we the people, it's our government. Why is our government so reticent in making these records available? Because they should be part of the public record, should they not?
Yeah. The problem is that what they end up being is evidence, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the rule of thumb or what I taught a journalism law class at George Mason University for 5 years. And one of the things I tried to explain to the students there is that, generally speaking, people lie and records don't.
Right.
So you'll get Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, standing there in the White House briefing room saying, Lord knows what. And if you rely on that, you're in trouble. But when I can give you 500 pages of, you know, bank statements and emails and those sorts of things, that's a much more reliable, much more compelling bit of evidence than something some spokesperson, you know, is out there flapping around in the breeze.
Yeah, no question. I guess in legal parlance, and you know better, Chris, that, you know, the written document is always stronger than anything that's anecdotal, right?
Right, exactly. And the beauty of the work that we're doing is you could even be philosophically opposite us. You could be some lefty socialist, you know, woke agenda person.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could present you with a record or a document and say, here, read this for yourself. Now you tell me what it means, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It has a tendency to blow up a lot of the rhetorically charged arguments of people about who's done what to who. Forget all the hyperbolic language and the opinion stuff. Here's the record. This is the documentation. You read it. Now explain.
Right. Exactly.
When we have an email from Joe Biden produced to us from the National Archives, where he's using a pseudonym, and they come out of the vice president's records at the archives, and it shows him lining up a phone call with Poroshenko, and his son Hunter is CC'd in the email. You tell me about what Joe Biden does or doesn't know about his son and Ukraine and Poroshenko and Burisma. I mean, it becomes impossible to get away from.
Of course, I guess as a general rule, as humanoids, it's tough to deal with accountability. And it seems at a governmental level, at the bureaucracy level especially, there's so much interference and there's been such a history of escapism and lack of accountability that they know the deal. I mean, it reminds me, Chris, when I was talking with Dinesh D'Souza, and he said that one of his big takeaways after his stint in jail, I think for 7-8 months for election interference or something that he was involved with. Right. So he says, Bill, the big takeaway for me was that the cons never give up the con. And I said, well, you might as well just say the politicians never give up the con.
Yeah, I mean, it is their stock and trade. It's their business. They have they've honed their tradecraft to a very fine, sharp edge. And if they abandon it, well, then what are they going to do? I mean, this is leveraging their government position for either some kind of power. You can't take that away because then they'd have to go out and, you know, actually earn a living.
Get a real job, huh?
That's exactly right.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
And the thing is that, you know, you don't expect, I mean, this is what cracks me up sometimes in watching these hearings in Congress, is like they, you know, they ask these questions like as if the person's going to roll over and go, "Ah, yeah, you got me." I mean, you know,
I had Congressman Comer on my podcast a few weeks back. And he was all excited because, you know, we had that check where Biden's brother was supposedly repaying a loan.
The $40,000 loan?
Yeah. And I said to him, look, do me a favor. I'm old enough to remember the Watergate hearings. And Sam Ervin would sit up there and make an opening remark, and then he'd shut up. And they had investigative counsel. They had attorneys on the staff would do all the questioning. And the congressman just sat there like jurors and listened to it. And so the investigative counsel could work through a logical line of questioning and develop, you know, the testimony from the witness to get to a point. And at the very, very end, if the congressman had a question here or there, then they would chime in. Now they don't run it that way. Now all the hearings, they're all grandstanding, right? Yeah. They all want their little 5 to 8 second audio clip or video clip where they sound like they're a genius or they get one over on the witness. And they use it for fundraising, frankly. I mean, that's
exactly. And the thing is, staff has written the questions for them. You know it didn't come from them because as they're reading off the sheet, you know the difference. If somebody is familiar with the topic, it just flows. If they're not, you know, it gets halting. And so it becomes real obvious.
You're right. But the problem is when they do this, you know, 5 minutes from one member, 5 minutes from the other, back and forth, you never get anywhere.
That's right.
The witness can sit there and rope-a-dope and play stupid games. You will remember, I think quite painfully, that Trey Gowdy interviewed Hillary Clinton for 11 hours and didn't lay a glove on her. And in the process, she looked like a martyr. She was the great victim. I subjected myself to 11 hours from Trey Gowdy and blah, blah, blah. I mean, she still went down the tubes. This was over Benghazi, Mary.
Right.
Paul.
Yeah.
But that's part of the problem is that these guys sit there and they go back and forth and they never get anything accomplished. So I made Comer, I said to him, will you promise me that you'll use an investigative counsel? Oh, no, I can't do that. I said, well, good luck. You're going to go round and round in circles like every other committee does.
Right.
You really need to change the process that you're using. Go back to a Watergate style, hearings.
Hearings, right.
They would go a lot further.
Well, you look at the Democrats. When the Democrats, when they get their 5 minutes, for the most part, they're pretty much on point. You know, occasionally you'll get the pontificators and that, but they're still committed to a line of questioning or just, you know, buttressing up the individual, you know, to kind of give them some relief of pain.
They often synchronize their questions with each other. Republicans are too stupid to do that.
They're kind of all over the place. It's my 5 minutes, and I'm going to
every bit
of it going, well, but what does it accomplish on behalf of the American people and the time invested here? Because at the end of the day, like you said, the American people are watching this, and they go, okay, what was all that about?
They get discouraged by that, right? It's very disheartening and very frustrating. That's what turns people off. If they actually synchronized their work and did something effective, the American public would understand and they would proactively engage on this.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they just look at them and say, ah, they're a bunch of clowns.
And it's really corrosive.
In the long term, it's very bad.
Well, and it seems like it's a cabal because it's like, Okay, everybody's involved in this game except the American people who have to suffer through it. We're talking with Chris Farrell, the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. We're reviewing 2023, a good year it was for the American people in terms of exposing and bringing light to government corruption. Chris, you know, what we've been able to see in this past year especially is that the corruption is there. It runs deep and it is going to take some serious leadership if they are really targeted on cleaning this mess up. And it could take us a number of years. I don't think it could be done with one administration. I mean, this has to be all hands on deck where even the American voter decides, regardless of all the cheating or suspected cheating or anything that would go on in election process, to say, okay, we're going to elect officials with a backbone and with nerve that are not concerned about getting reelected, but are most concerned about the Constitution and getting our country back on track. Is that fair?
I agree with you 100%. And, you know, sadly, there's a lot of sort of professional politicians where job one is getting elected, job two is getting reelected, and then there's other stuff that they worry about. And that's there's a real disservice there. I think one of the most important things, and this is one of the topics that kind of recurs, in giving you sort of a list of things that were big this year, mm-hmm. it actually is featured probably three or four times. But we've had major, major victories in cleaning up voting rolls around the country. And so whether it's California, Los Angeles County alone, we removed 1.5 million
exactly.
fake voter registrations. And it's in District of Columbia, just in the last week, this one cracks me up,
mm-hmm.
we forced the removal of 15% of the voting rolls for the Washington, D.C. The District of Columbia we forced them to remove 103,000 fake voter registrations. When I say fake voter registrations, what I mean is the person doesn't live there, they moved away.
Right.
They're a felon, and they're not eligible to vote. The information is inaccurate. What folks don't understand is that the electoral official, wherever you live, and that really goes county by county. Mm-hmm. But some counties have a board of elections, some have an election supervisor. However you're organized in whatever state you're in, the senior election official has two obligations under the law. It's the Voting Rights Act of 1986. Section 7 says go out and register everybody that's eligible. And
right.
that's a good thing. If you're eligible, great.
Register. Exactly.
But Section 8 says that the election official has an affirmative obligation to make sure that the voting rolls are accurate.
If the registrar of voters is not on top of this on an annual basis, you've got 20-25% attrition already baked into the cake, and that's how this stuff keeps mounting up. And
right.
I think that, it's appropriate for Judicial Watch. It's appropriate, I believe, for the rest of America that is demanding a free and fair voting process, an electoral process, that we sue. We sue these days. I mean, look what Mark Elias did, during COVID, as,
right.
He and his 500 Democratic operative lawyers, his legal beagles, they went in there and scared the holy what have you out of these various states and, caused them to even break their own state laws. I mean,
it's
amazing how their level of intimidation, what they were able to accomplish in what? In a month's time, and here we are, we've been having this discussion about voter rolls, ever since, 2020 came to light. It's kind of been an ongoing deal, but 2020 definitely brought it more to light where people are saying, all right, enough with this already. Let's get this thing fixed.
Yeah, and the wild inconsistencies from state to state. So in California, Gavin Newsom sending out mail-in ballots, not ballots that were requested by people,
right.
just him on his own volition, sending out mail-in ballots to basically every street address in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want to talk about an opportunity for fraud.
Well, again,
you can go into an apartment building mm-hmm. and scoop up 50 mail-in ballots and fill them all out and send them in.
Exactly.
Zero accountability. No mm-hmm. idea who sent them in. How do you know that what the person is matched up with the ballot that's received. It was all make-believe. They could just do whatever they wanted.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. The U.S. is spearheading a newly formed international task force aimed at safeguarding commercial cargo ships from attacks by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
Ships and aircraft from multiple nations are and will continue to join the United States in conducting maritime surveillance and taking defensive action as appropriate to protect commercial ships from the threat.
Over the next 2 weeks, airports are expected to be very busy due to the holiday season. The Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, foresees a 6% rise in air travel at airports nationwide during the three busiest days of the holiday season, Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day. The United States experienced its largest population growth this year since the onset of the pandemic. The U.S. Census Bureau attributed the increase to a reduction in deaths and a return of immigration to pre-pandemic levels. Dave Collins, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Christine, Republicans have written off California. It's been corrupt for so long, and you've had all these, I think at one point, what was it, over 3 million? Or was that just in L.A.? But I thought it was California as well. They had 3 million names on the voter roll. I think you were able to negotiate and get 50% off, but there's still, you know, another 1.5 million names that should be cleared off. And Democrats, in typical fashion, holding to the con, you know, are going to resist every step of the way. Yes. And look at, and it's up to the citizens of California. I mean, they themselves have to say, look at, you know, we need to clean up the state. And what you've been getting away with in terms of these, you know, ballot harvesting, you know, they were the pioneers of that and did it before it was legal. So, and
exactly.
In addition to that, Chris, a lot of people don't know is Gavin Newsom authorized the release of a driver's license to illegal immigrants. Well, when they send out ballots, they send out ballots based on your driver's license.
Right.
So you have people who are illegals receiving ballots. And I know this for a fact is the Democrats will go because they know where the ballots were sent and they go knocking on the doors and they say, hey, we're here to get your ballot. And they'll talk to an illegal, and the illegal will say, but I'm not a citizen. I'm not allowed to vote. Well, they sent you a ballot, didn't they? Don't worry. We'll take care of it. Just give me the ballot.
That is exactly correct. And, you know, that kind of nonsense, or there's this phony, disingenuous claim. I experienced this in Arizona in 2018. The voting registrar says, We lined up our voting rolls. We bounced it off the DMV, and they didn't say anything. Well, I mean, the DMV was giving out licenses to everybody who could, you know, walk and talk. I mean, it's no check whatsoever. In fact, it's it, the It's a counter check. It's actually providing false information to bounce it. But there, that was offered as some sort of an explanation that says, well, the, you know, the rolls, we bounced it off DMV, so we know. You don't know anything bouncing off DMV. This goes back to Al Gore in the dark ages with Motor Voter when he was still a senator from Tennessee. Somehow people forget all this stuff. But, I mean,
well, you see, this is the thing. You see, our government's so massive, Chris, and we've gotten away and we've added complexity to it when we haven't even got the essentials underway. I mean, I've always been one to vote for, you know, have a one day, a national one day of voting. Everybody gets a day off.
Also,
I'm sorry?
The Constitution says it's an election day.
Yes.
Not election week, election season,
or a month.
Day, period.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's another part of the problem is you've got crazy judges saying, well, we have to allow for the mails and, you know, it might be bad weather and all crazy excuses for stretching it out. Mm-hmm. And basically it's, look, what number do I have to get to win? And now I'm going to keep counting until I get there. I mean, that's the corruption of it.
Let me use their logic, Chris, because so often when you go in, you say, hey, I got a problem with the count here. And they said, well, you know, we ran the broad numbers. And even if you're right, it's not going to make any difference, right?
Yeah, that's the worst.
That's the argument that they use, yeah. Right? Okay.
Well, that's part of the lie, yeah.
Okay. So then in the case of their argument about, you know, the mail being slow or, you know, whatever other excuse they want to use, what is that number? Would that number affect the final toll for the sake of having a free and fair election?
Yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. The answer, my friend, is what was done in Florida, where they figured out how to have an election on one day.
Right.
And the answer is also in Virginia, a little different approach, but essentially, you know, by midnight, by 2 a.m., you know, they close the polls at 7 or 8, whatever the local time is.
Right.
And you give them 4 or 5 hours to get everything bundled together and counted. And, you know, late at night or early the next morning, bang, you've got an answer. No one's guessing.
Yeah.
No one's saying, well, you know, we expect it, you know, it's going to be contested and we'll be in court for the next 3 days and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
None of that garbage. You get a real answer by late that night or very early the next morning. And that's what we have to have. We have to have that. We can't go on with this crazy election season that we're doing.
Exactly. So you mean to tell me that we shouldn't be having election counting interrupted for 3 hours, you know, in swing states? I mean, it wasn't just in one state. It was like in 5 states. This was an orchestration. But, you know, there's nothing here to see. Move on, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You know, we got this covered. And nobody is supposed to have their suspicions or become a conspiratorist.
And that is the problem. And, you know, we've seen, I guess, in Detroit, they were putting up plywood over the glass so people couldn't see what was going on in the room. People were threatened. In fact, if you go way back, I guess it was, I forget which exact year it was. Maybe it was 2008. You remember in Philadelphia, they had the Black Panthers.
During Obama's No election interference here.
you had a greeting committee of guys in paramilitary garb holding batons, and they were welcoming you to the polling station.
Right.
The irony of that, this is an interesting story. The guy who heads up our election program at Judicial Watch is a very fine attorney by the name of Bob Popper. Mm-hmm. And Bob Popper was the deputy chief of the voting rights section in the Justice Department. And that Philadelphia Black Panther case was his.
Wow.
And he had taken it all the way down the field, 99 yards. He was on the one-inch line about to get a judgment against that group of Black Panthers where they were going to essentially admit, yeah, what we did was wrong and, you know, forever swearing that they would never do that again. And the Obama administration made him drop the case.
Yeah, Eric Holder. Yeah, exactly.
And when that happened, Bob said, thank you, goodbye, and he left the Department of Justice and he came over to Judicial Watch.
Yeah, how corrupt. How corrupt is that? And I don't care if I got an admission from them. We saw them. We saw what they were doing. It was clear intimidation. I mean, and they were holding these batons in their hand and slapping it into their hands, which could be quite intimidating, I think, for some of the older folks, right?
That's an unusual greeting.
Right. Exactly. And then also the thing that was that added to the suspicion, I think it was in Pennsylvania. There were something like 58 voting districts, Chris. I don't know if you remember this or not, but all 58, 100% voted for Obama.
Yes. Yeah.
100%. That is mathematically impossible.
That's like the Wisconsin nursing homes for the dementia and Alzheimer's patients, and all of them 100% voted for Biden.
Yes.
Maybe because they identified with him. I'm not sure, but
he's one of us. Yeah.
To come up with voting statistics where, and I feel sorry for these people, obviously. I mean, I'm not making fun of them, not by a long shot.
Well,
I'm very sympathetic to them and their families.
It's elder abuse in the least, that's for sure.
Yeah, but the idea that somehow the folks in these nursing homes or these assisted living facilities, that somehow 100%, that every single one of them, and uniformly, I mean, it wasn't like this happened in three places. This was entire blocks of people in these medical facilities, all of them, every single one voted for Biden. It's preposterous.
Yeah, I mean, and you talk to the family members, Chris, and they say, my mom's only lucid for, we're lucky if she's a minute a day of lucidity.
Right.
How, you know, and so this was kind of a typical response in terms of the clarity of these poor folks in these assisted living facilities and how they were taken advantage of. I mean, we could be talking about this till next year easily, Chris, but at some point, there's got to be a line drawn here to say we're not going to have this anymore.
You like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs. We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
These are rambunctious, out-of-control terrorists that are taking their orders from Iran, or they're taking it from some reading of the Quran that they want to interpret.
Right, the Muslim Brotherhood element, you know, yeah. And Iran. And so, again, the other little secret that no one really wants to talk about out loud is that the leaders of all of the countries that are at least trying to be part of the civilized world, like people who are signatories to the Abraham Accords,
yes,
or you know, civilized neighbors of Israel, countries like Jordan and Egypt, they're quietly cheering on the Israelis.
Right.
They want them to wipe out Hamas half a step less than the Israelis.
Right,
because
right.
They view them as a threat. They know they're dealing with savage lunatics. And you won't get them on CNN making an announcement about it.
Of course not.
But behind the scenes, the leaders of those countries, they know exactly what they're dealing with, and they're not interested in importing that into their country at all.
Yeah, exactly. But here we are. In March of this year, speaking of universities, you reported on this early on. Now people are catching up. Open the Books did an extensive study to reveal how much foreign money was coming into the universities. And you revealed back in March of this year how much money was going to Texas A&M from Qatar.
Yeah. What had happened was we had heard that a lot of money was flowing into Texas A&M from Qatar. Mm-hmm. And we said, well, okay, I think the number ended up being like $500 million. It is a huge amount of money.
Right.
And Texas A&M is a public university. So under the Texas Open Records laws, we said, well, you're a public university and you're accepting money from a foreign country. What are you doing with it? Where does it go? You know, people don't give you $500 million, you know, for laughs. That's a lot more than lunch money, right?
Right.
That's a lot of money. So what's
you can be a gooder friend of the Bidens with $500 million, by the way.
So where's that money going, and what's the outcome? And Texas A&M said, well, that's a private donation. So, well, you're a public university, you know.
Right.
And so we went around and around on this, and Texas Attorney General got involved, and we had to sue. But we were on the front end of revealing, and it ended up that the amount came out, the $500 million. But we ended up getting on the front end of a lot of reporting, subsequent reporting, of foreign donations to U.S. universities. So when you see these 19-year-olds with, you know, they don't have brains. They have yogurt in their heads, and they're marching around screaming, you know, from the river to the sea and talking about rights and, you know, gay and lesbian supporters of Hamas and all this other insanity.
Gays for Hamas. I mean, you read, you see that and you think that's got to come from the Babylon Bee. They're not serious.
I know, but unfortunately it's true. And so, but when you see this and you say, well, gee, how did that happen? Now you know why.
Exactly.
So when Qatar shows up and gives them, you know, $500 million, it influences policy. It influences personnel decisions. It influences curriculum. And so.
Yeah. And these professors, that are hired on. And, and then, you know, and you talked about importing hatred. We've been saying this on the show as well, Chris, is that America has been importing hatred from the Middle East. We got kids coming in here. You have no idea. There's no vetting of them. They don't realize. Somebody was exposing the other day, UNRWA, their educational books on how they teach the young kids. I mean, they're teaching. These books are in Jerusalem. Okay. Yep. They are throughout the Middle East, and they're teaching Jewish hatred. And I mean,
little kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And look, you know, we reap what we sow. And so in this case, we've been extraordinarily stupid. Mm-hmm. And we've given student visas out to people who very often lie in their visa application. And, you know, one way to get the attention of some of these universities is the ones who have had the most protests, the ones where people have been threatened. You know, there's instances where Jewish students have had to lock themselves in rooms or in libraries.
Yeah.
Or they said, I'm out of here. I'm going home. They're not even staying in the university. Where that's happened, you just suspend all federal dollars going to that school for 2 or 3 years and watch what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn off the money. Not forever. Not just penalize them. Say, look, I need to get your attention. All X number of billion dollars you're getting, you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So straighten up, and then we'll reevaluate you in 2 or 3 years, and we'll see if you've come to your senses or not, and then maybe we'll turn the money back on. That's the only thing they understand. Otherwise, you're going to see the lying that you saw by these three phony college presidents in front of Congress.
That's sad, yeah.
Stefanik in New York did a job on them last week. But when you turn the money off, all of a sudden they snap to and they pay attention.
Exactly. Well, money is what brought them to this point. And you take the money away and you'll get them to the other point, right?
Exactly, right.
You know, just to your point. Another thing that Judicial Watch covered last year was what happened at the Air Force Academy, their focus on anti-American critical race theory training of cadets.
Yeah, and more cultural Marxism at work. So, I mean, for folks that don't know, way back, just in the post-World War I era, there was a school of thought known as the Frankfurt School, and they specialized in something called critical theory. And in essence, it was an effort to deconstruct all the major building blocks of Western civilization. They were going to take apart everything that you and I believe in. That's their goal.
Right.
That school in Frankfurt, Germany, ended up decamping, moving off to Columbia University in New York. Some of the people split off and created the New School in New York. But they were leaving Germany in the 1930s because the fascists, Hitler's people, didn't have any sense of humor about what they were proposing because it was Marxist philosophy. So this Marxist philosophy over time has become incredibly influential in all of our universities. It's contaminated everything in sight. And the way it manifests itself most recently is in this insanity known as critical race theory, where you go around and you say, oh, Farrell, you're a white guy, blue-eyed devil, Western European male.
Right.
You're intrinsically evil. Everything about me is bad because I'm an old white guy and I represent everything that is, you know, archaic and hateful and everything else. It's institutional racism, but in reverse. They're teaching this at the academies. Yeah. The Air Force Academy in particular we looked at, but frankly, it's present at all of military academies.
Exactly.
And that's really, it's very dangerous.
Yeah, how's that compromising the leadership?
It's horrific is what it's doing. It creates division. You know, I used to be an Army officer a million years ago, and we were all green, right? It was merit-based.
Yes, exactly.
If you were doing, you got promoted. If you were a moron, you didn't get promoted. And so it didn't matter what color you were, where you came from, rich, poor, north, south. It was irrelevant. It's, did you get the job done? Yes or
no? Exactly.
That's what drove the entire system.
We got a couple minutes left. I want to touch on this, and then I'm going to let you kind of summarize, because you guys have done just such outstanding work and in so many areas, and all the information they can research for themselves. Again, you don't have to take our word for it. Like we always say, Chris, is that you must own your own knowledge. Hopefully what we've done is motivated people to do a deeper dive and find out for themselves. I mean, let's have a little bit more depth than, you know, the thickness of a bumper sticker. Let's understand what's going on here. I wanted to address, we just got a jobs report. And I think what's indicative is that we saw the numbers were reflecting government-related associations. There was some relief, you know, after SAG, that's a union deal. Of course, the auto workers union. But the jobs that are being created since COVID have been coming more out of the government than the private sector.
Right.
And you got a situation here that you reported earlier this year on John Kerry's office. I had no idea. Employing 45 people. John Kerry, give me a break.
Right. Yeah. You can imagine their carbon footprint, right? That's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're I don't know, they're getting their carbon credits at the same place where they found out at COP28, it was reported that, they find out all these people that were, in charge of qualifying all these carbon credits and everything like that, they were all, you know, phony, most of them.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, the whole carbon thing, the carry, it's a racket. It's phony. It's a lie. It's manipulation. It's horrific. The only thing crazier than that is San Francisco giving special bonuses, free money to Hispanic transgenders. They get $1,200 a month for 18 months. That's another crazy Judicial Watch story we uncovered. In fact, the acronym is GIFT. It's like, I forget the full acronym of the program, but they were paying out money to Latino and Black transgenders. They need special free money, and they get paid it every month, $1,200 for 18 months.
For 18 months. Wow.
There's another crazy but true story. It's like John Kerry. He wants to turn off all the coal-fired plants in the world. I mean, these people, they're out of their minds. They really are.
Well, Chris, we got to wrap things up. Again, cannot thank you enough for coming on. Remind people, I mean, Judicial Watch, you do this on your own. I mean, donations, people are supporting and donating to the cause. How can they be on the team to support the great work of Judicial Watch?
The best thing to do to look at all of our work is to go to Judicial Watch, all together, one word, judicialwatch.org, O-R-G.
Right. Okay, well, check it out. Chris Farrell, thank you again. I appreciate your time, and thank you for coming on the show. Take care. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, Bill.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
1 in 3 adults.